Private nursing homes say that they're alarmed at the rate at which they're losing frontline staff to HSE and other public health roles. Nursing home HR managers have told This Week that agencies are aggressively recruiting their nurses as part of the HSE's recruitment drive, and they've asked for a six-month pause on recruiting vital nursing home staff. The HSE, in a statement to us, said it was not targeting nursing home staff and did not want to deplete any health services employees. Well, in a moment, we'll speak to Tighe Daly, the Chief Executive of Nursing Homes Ireland. First, though, let's hear from the nursing homes, starting with Olivia Geraghty. She's HR Manager at the Sonas Healthcare Group.
We have been very challenged, as you know, in the nursing homes during the COVID-19 pandemic. We were receiving a lot of reference requests and resignations from our nursing home staff at a time, obviously, when we needed to retain staff. So we felt the need to write to Paul Reid outlining our concerns and around the significant increase in resignations due to the HSE making job offers to our staff. The depletion of staff, particularly nursing staff, is very worrying because we need to have continuity of care to our vulnerable residents. And it's very worrying for us to think that this is going to continue in the weeks and months ahead.
My name is Mairead Parker-Byrne and I'm working as the registered person in charge in Gore and Abbey Nursing Home in Kilkenny. I am losing some of my most senior staff to the Department of Public Health, and that's for community swabbing purposes. So staff are being taken from nursing homes at a time when we're approaching the possibility of winter flus, norovirus, coupled with the dreaded pandemic of COVID-19. We cannot compete with the HSE and the public health department. I've had a number of people who've come for interview, very interested in the job, love the environment, what they've seen, and then got telephones of, "I'm really sorry, I've been offered a job in the HSC." It really is going to be a difficulty going forward for all nursing homes. It's not adversely affecting us at this moment in time, but it has the potential to affect us now as we look at this widespread of COVID-19 throughout the communities and how risky it is for it coming into nursing homes now at this stage.
Over the last couple of months, we would have lost a lot of nursing staff. So the big challenge that it faces, an organisation like us, is trying to replace those staff. We obviously try all the different avenues open to us. As I said, we are still able to get some amount of overseas staff in by following the proper processes and the quarantines, etc. But if we do lose a staff member, it takes a lot longer time to replace them. Certainly, maybe some other staff might end up working longer hours than they normally would be while we try and backfill those roles. So that's the kind of important aspect for us, is to try and, you know, in these difficult times, to make sure our staff don't get an excessive heavy workload.
And that was John O'Neill, Head of HR at Molam Healthcare Group of Nursing Homes. Well, Tighe Daly, Chief Executive of Nursing Homes Ireland, you're welcome to the programme. The HSE says it is not targeting nursing home staff and that it does not wish to deplete any other service, particularly nursing homes, yet your members say this is exactly what's happening.
Yeah, well, look, good afternoon, Carol. I mean, the reality is that we are losing staff, and you've heard there from our members right across the country. And over the last number of weeks, that's the consistent message I'm getting. We very much welcome the statement by the HSE today, and we would hope that they would circulate that to their own people, as it were, internally, right across the hospital groups, because this is counterproductive, Removing staff who are already working on the front line will denude the private and voluntary sector of the ability to maintain continuity of care at a time when there's increased demand, and we've seen increased community transmission of COVID and what that does. And we've seen, obviously, the tragedy of COVID from March and April. So there's a systemic issue here long term that we need to address. I spoke with Taoiseach Micheál Martin just last week, and the question he asked me was, well, what can we do? And one of the issues that I raised with him was the issue of staffing. So we do need to address, I suppose, the structural issues around workforce planning for the entire health service, public, private and voluntary, acute and community.
And of course, it is a very competitive sector with everybody pretty much fishing out of the one pool. But people do have the right to move about in their jobs. Have the private nursing homes considered increasing pay and benefits to encourage people to stay?
Yeah, I mean, there's two issues there, Carla. Absolutely, people have the right to move jobs. We're not saying for a second. But what we've said is that we are in an emergency. We're in the middle of a global pandemic, and that the recruitment should be paused until such time as we can get back on the other side of this pandemic and back onto an even keel, as it were. The issue of pay and conditions is addressed in the expert panel. And that's what I mean when I say we need to address some of the systemic issues. The whole issue of workforce planning, career paths for people working in health generally, but also in nursing homes. And the funding model needs to be addressed. I mean, we've seen a significant additional budget this year of 4 billion for the health service. But again, the majority of that funding is directed towards the acute hospital system. So there are other issues there we need to address. And to be fair, we are working closely with officials in the department to address many of those, because this is an opportunity we cannot let slip either in terms of addressing some of the, as I would call, systemic issues arising in the care of our older person.
Okay. Can you tell us how are your nursing homes doing this weekend in terms of outbreaks? And would you welcome a move to level 5 for 6 weeks?
Yeah, well, I mean, clearly, I suppose the issue around level 5, I listened carefully to Minister Harris and his comments on the programme. And I think it's inevitable that we will have to move to closer or more restrictive measures, because we do need to get the virus back under control in the community. There is a direct correlation and proportion to the number of outbreaks in nursing homes based on the escalating rises in the community. We saw in July and August, and indeed the early part of September, where large numbers of clusters were thankfully closing in nursing homes. That trend is being reversed over the last number of weeks, regressively.
So how many outbreaks do you have at the moment?
At the moment, we understand there's about 36 outbreaks right across the country. You know, that's a significant reduction on the numbers in the early part, but we cannot be in any way complacent. And that's why, you know, I would appeal to all of your listeners today and the public at large to adhere to the public health measures, adhere to the social distancing, because if we don't get the virus back under control in the community, then we are going to be revisiting the tragedy that we had in March and April. So there's a responsibility on all of us to adhere to the measures, and we await with interest the measures that will be announced by government tomorrow.
Right, and just to be clear, you do have extra supports this time round from the HSE and from community response.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the big issue that was highlighted in the expert panel recommendations was the absence of integration. We do need an integrated system. And to be fair to the HSE, Paul Reid and Anne O'Connor and his colleagues in the HSE, the level of integration was much, much better. The issue of the community healthcare organisations and the COVID response teams, clearly okay. PPE is no longer an issue. We have regular testing now. Testing is happening every 2 weeks right across the country. And again, that's critical, because what we need to do is detect cases early, because large numbers of asymptomatic people, once we detect, then we can act and manage appropriately. So it is vital that all of those systems that have been put in place over the last number of months are beefed up and maintained for as long as we live with this virus.
Okay, Tadhg Daly, Chief Executive Officer of Nursing Homes Ireland, thanks for joining us from Cork.